Tawanda didn't know if Gabriel was growing tired of her showing up unannounced before Eat Large opened for business or after the staff shut it down for the night. If he had an issue with her sudden appearances, his face and mannerisms never displayed disgust. She understood him well enough now. If she troubled him, he would tell her the God's honest truth. He didn't play around or lie about his thoughts. Saturday morning, she used her key to open the front door and headed straight to the kitchen. Gabriel stood in front of the stove, mixing something in a stainless steel pot. Steam billowed up and Gabriel stared intently, his eyes focused on whatever delicious concoction he'd whipped up. Baby spinach, yeast, tapioca flour, cashews, and artichokes rested beside the cutting board. Tawanda crept closer to the stove. Ahem, Gabriel kept stirring. Another moment and I'll be right with you. This needs a little more mixing and then I'll let it cool a bit. She peered into the pot. Spinach artichoke dip? You've made that before. Not quite like this. The other recipe uses sour cream, cream cheese, and butter. This one is 100% vegan, no milk products. She wrinkled her nose. Will it taste the same? I doubt it will be exactly the same, but I'm striving to get the texture and taste close. That's why I'm testing it out. He gave the mixture another quick stir before he turned the burner off and moved the pot to a colder area of the stove. The commenters have had their say, and we need more vegan dishes. He abandoned the stove, grabbed a kitchen towel, and wiped moisture from his large hands. He leaned against the counter and stared her up and down. I'm surprised you're not still in your pajamas, busy sleeping in this morning as long as we stayed with Nana last night. Miss Maddie Mathis didn't outlast us, did she? Tawanda said. Not at all. How many Uno games did you win? Gabriel said. Can't remember. Me either. A wave of self-consciousness hit Tawanda. This time, she owned his full attention. Last night, they spent time with Nana. Today, Tawanda stood alone, feeling like a solitary hen strolling through a barnyard within sights of a rooster. He could make a move, and she could try to fly away on useless wings, but it would be no use. She'd be prey to his will. Did she even want that? She gazed up at him. Thank you. For what? He asked. For hanging out with me and Nana and her game night crew last night. You had to have been exhausted. I was, but I perked up when I walked in and saw. Saw what? He moved fast to the stove. Spoon in hand, he stirred the mixture. Then he grabbed a plastic spoon, dipped it in, brought it out and tasted. I might need to add salt. And the texture? He licked his lips. Tawanda? Yes. He grasped another spoon and scooped up a small bit of spinach dip, carefully bringing it to her mouth. You gotta help me out. Taste this. Warmth spread across Tawanda's lips. She blew at it. 100% vegan, huh? With cashews? Come on, try it anyway, he prompted her. Take it slow and don't burn yourself. Tawanda grasped Gabriel's hand to steady the spoon. She closed her eyes and savored, letting the flavor dance across her tongue. Spoon still in hand, he stepped away and studied her face for a response. So? Tell me now. Don't hold back. A little more salt. A touch will make it perfect. The words formed in her mind, but she had trouble making them leave her thoughts, transform into an intelligible language, and make their way into the air. All because she'd glanced away from his hand and into his huge Hershey Kiss-colored eyes. Boom. There it was. Strength combined with tenderness. The kind she had wanted to lean into for years, but it had never materialized for her until now.